This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 433 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, we're going to be doing one more crossover show with our live Facebook show. Every Tuesday night, Jimmy and company put on a great live Facebook show where we have people gather for some great interviews and some great conversation. It's a really good time to get together so that you guys can interact with us, and it's really fun for us because finally, it's not like we're just talking to a microphone. So to celebrate its resurfacing, we have been doing these crossover shows, and tonight's show is actually going to be a three-way crossover because we're going to be having Veronica on, one of the bloggers on the Disney Nerds Podcast blog, to talk about some of the articles she's written and basically where she got her Disney know-how from. So that means we have somebody from the blog on the live show being shared on the podcast. So we get that crossover. Pretty cool. So now without further ado, here's Jimmy and myself and Veronica. Take it away, guys.
Hello, Disney nerds. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you tonight with another great special guest. Looking forward to chatting and asking our guests some questions. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Disney Nerds Podcast blog and the other things you can find over at the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. So if you guys could bear with us just for a few minutes, I'm going to roll our Tuesday night intro while we share the show out. If you could, please share the show out as well. And we'll see you here just in about 2 minutes. All right. That was fun. So, let's go ahead and get started tonight. Let me just give a couple quick shout-outs. Hey, Ashton, welcome. Can't wait to see you in November for the Disney Nerds Podcast meetups and the scavenger hunt. Hello, Lily. David. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Ed from Philly. Hey, Yinz guys and Kathy and Adi. What's happening? Good to see you. Bonus points to Kathy and Adi for having me in their profile picture, as well as Tina, has me and Morgan in her profile picture as well. So, you guys get extra airtime for that. What's up, Willie? How you doing, my friend? Good to see you. As usual, got my partner in crime with me here tonight, Ed. What's happening?
Hey guys, how's it going? Hey, Jimmy.
I am fan-damn-tastic. Some sad news coming out of Hollywood tonight. I don't know if you saw, but
I heard
Gilbert Godfrey, voice of Iago, has passed mm-hmm. away, which is a shame because he was very funny, great guy. So he'll certainly be missed.
Yep, definitely. Definitely condolences to the family. He had a very young family, too, from what I saw, school-age kids. And he was 67. I thought he was much older than that. Wow.
Yeah, that's something. It brings back memories of the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management,
mm-hmm.
where Zazu and Iago kind of take over the show.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the first thing I thought of. Obviously, we know him as Iago in Aladdin, but you know, I always go theme park first, and that was the first thing that came to mind. So,
right. Sorry to start the show such a downer, guys. Just wanted to make sure if you haven't heard yet.
Roxanne, may the odds be ever in your favor on getting that Be Our Guest reservation tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tina says hello. Bill, what's happening, my friend? Bruce from Gainesville. Yep, from the Seafood Festival last year. That photo. That's coming up. That was almost a year ago. Hey, Carol, thanks for joining. So tonight we got a special guest. Some of you guys may know, some of you guys don't know. The Disney Nerds podcast, we started it basically as an audio podcast. Over the years, we have added different things to that, like the live stream and the blog. Actually, the blog came before the live stream. So if you head over to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, we have blog posts that go up just about every day. So what we wanted to do, and I mean, not only that, but then the group Disney Nerds, and just we have so many different things going on that we have a lot of people that help us out. We have different bloggers. We have people that help out on the page. It's admins, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So what we wanted to do is we kind of wanted to introduce some of those people and kind of highlight some of the people who kind of work behind the scenes with the Disney Nerds podcast. You guys always see me and Ed and Morgan and sometimes Lisa and Sam. But we have so many other people that help us out. They do all kind of good stuff for us. So we wanted to kind of pay tribute to them and some thanks to them and kind of highlight some of the things that they do. So we wanted to introduce you guys tonight to Veronica. Hey, Veronica, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Veronica.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. I like your ears.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I had to pick which ones I was going to wear.
How many ears do you have?
Well over like 300.
Wow.
So I had to pick which ones I was going to wear.
Kim has my wife Kim has a container, like a big bin that she keeps them in. And when we go, she buys more. And then like our friends, Ian and Michelle that were just there. And mm-hmm. she Michelle came home with two pair for Kim because Kim's like, oh, pick these up for me and pick these up for me. I'm like, it's completely out of hand at this point.
Right. Hey, it's a hobby now.
It is.
Everybody has them.
Hey, Terry. How are you? Terry Kelly, friend of the show.
Hey,
she's
Terry.
Comes to the meetups. She's here and I didn't even give her a notice. That's awesome. Hmm. Jason says she's here. He's here for Veronica.
Hi.
Stan Solo, our hey, last Stan. Guest in the audience this week. So... Veronica, how long have you been with us, like as far as like blogging and stuff?
For blogging, let's see. I went to the first meetup over a year ago.
Okay.
So yeah. I had been blogging before that.
So that was the first meetup you went to was COVID year. Was 2020 when Ed couldn't be there at Hollywood Studios.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been following you before that.
Yeah, you were vlogging even before that. So that's mm-hmm.
Hi, Ken.
So we wanted to highlight your last post. Ed, you have it. Can you share it, Ed?
Yeah.
You did a really good job with this one, and
I
know Ed was excited about it.
Thank you.
So here is the post. And this is something we get asked so many times. That's why this stuck out really well for when I saw this go up. So the Walt Disney World Resort categories, what's the differences? And this was such a great post. You put it together so well, Veronica.
Thank you.
And what we're going to do tonight as we go through the show is we're going to kind of hit each one of these categories and discuss it. Let you guys ask some questions. We'll discuss it together. And then we're going to ask Veronica some questions to kind of help us understand Veronica the blogger. So here we go. And actually, it starts out really well on the differences in price, because that is the biggest question we're always going to get asked is what's the difference in prices on these resorts?
Yeah, so the prices definitely vary. Anything from the value resorts, they can, they're your basic hotel prices, you know, 120 to 220. And that's pretty average for any hotel when you're traveling. And that excludes, those are your value resorts. That definitely excludes the family suites. And then your moderate resorts are a little bit more pricey. That's anywhere from 220 to 350 per night. We lost Jimmy.
I did see that. He'll be right back.
Okay. Again, that excludes any suites. And then the deluxe resorts, that's where it gets really pricey. Those can be anywhere 400 plus.
400 plus. Now, can you give an estimate, or what estimate have you seen as far as what that plus means? I mean,
I've seen 750 a night.
I was going to say I've seen 1200 a night. I mean, I've seen ridiculous amounts of money for deluxes.
Right.
And you always have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And do you know what you're going to get yourself into?
Correct. I did not include in this blog, I didn't include anything DVC. So that wasn't included. I was considering doing a little DVC category, but I didn't. So I probably should follow up on this.
That sounds like a great idea.
But I did not. Because typically DVC rooms is a whole different ball game. So I didn't include that in here. I did put in there that it excludes DVC rooms.
Okay. And it was kind of cool because we had Nick Cotton on a couple of weeks ago. So we got a lot of the DVC information. So this is almost a perfect follow-up then on DVC. Perfect.
Right. Yeah.
So if everybody hasn't seen out there, it looks like Jimmy's having some internet issues down there in New Orleans. So hopefully he'll get it together and the signal will come back and we'll get him back on the show. Yes. So now the pricing, like I said, is definitely something you have to consider when you plan a trip, and Jimmy can help you out because he's a great travel agent, and any Disney travel agent can help you do things like that. Veronica, I think you're also a travel agent.
I am.
And the best part about the travel agents is they'll get you to discounts, because right now there's a whole bunch of different discounts floating around for hotel rooms that really kind of even out some of these categories.
And if anybody is a Disney Plus subscriber, you get 25% off. So on select Disney resorts. So make sure you keep that in mind.
Oh, that's a perfect one. We just got, we just saved $150 on the trip in July.
Yep.
So that was awesome. Hi, Brad. Hey, Brad, how's it going?
I like your last name. My last name.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to hit one of those questions that we're going to talk about with some of our guests and our bloggers. And one of those were, what is one of your favorite counter service restaurants in the Disney parks?
Counter service?
And anybody watching, definitely come in with your own suggestions too. What do you really like as a counter service? What can't I miss next time?
Let's see. Counter service, just like a walk up.
Yeah.
Mr. Kamal's. It's not even counter service. It's just a little walk-up stand.
Okay.
And it's in Animal Kingdom. I think it's between Asia and it's like a little walk. It's a little pathway.
Between maybe Asia and Africa?
I think.
That whole behind the tree pathway.
Tree of Life. Yep. There's a little stand and it's Mr. Kamal's and they have the best dumplings. I'm a pass holder, so I will literally just go there for the dumplings and leave.
Oh, they're that good. So have you had Yak and Yeti dumplings? Are they similar or is it better or worse?
I have not had Yak and Yeti dumplings, no.
Because that's the thing. Everybody's always waiting in line for that. But if I can get those not waiting in line, that's
right.
Cool.
I've had the dumplings in China and they're totally different.
Okay.
But the ones at Mr. Kamal's are so good.
Excellent.
Are we talking about dumplings or potstickers?
Well, yeah, I think they're called dumplings, but they're the same thing as potstickers.
Yeah, but it is weird. They do say different things on the menus for that. It must be
they're so good
or something.
I don't know if you talked about, and I'm sorry, I had internet issues. I had to go restart my modem, but I don't know if you guys talked about it, but they offer those at Kona, and they come in like a fried egg. Like the pot stickers are kind of in there, almost like an omelet.
Really?
It's good.
It's delicious. It's amazing.
I'm a picky eater, so.
Chicken nuggets for you, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll throw an egg on ramen, so that kind of ties in. So, awesome.
It's not really counter service, though. I don't even think you can order it mobile order. You have to wait in line.
Walk up to it. Yeah. That makes more sense, especially with the smaller shops. And they're always kind of hit or miss if they're going to be open. Once summertime hits, though, they're usually all open.
Yeah.
All right, that'll lead me into my first question for Veronica for the get to know Veronica part.
That was the first
second question. We did counter service.
All right.
So moving on.
Veronica, what is your favorite park in Walt Disney World and why?
Epcot. Absolutely love Epcot. I absolutely love World Showcase. I love learning about the different countries, the different cultures. I try to make my Disney experience not only entertainment, but also educational. And I also force my kids to do the same. They don't like me in the moment when I do it, but they always appreciate it afterwards.
They totally failed on you for the scavenger hunt, though.
They did. They absolutely did. And then they regret it afterwards. And sure. They always go, oh, we miss Jimmy. We want to hang out with Jimmy. I'm like, well, you had your chance. So they love Morgan. They had a blast with Morgan the last time we were there. So, and they are looking forward to it again in June.
That's good. You get two big weekends coming up. You get the meetups in June and then again in November. So
I have a lot of people coming with me both times.
That's awesome.
We're excited.
Excellent. Very cool.
Hey, what's up, Aaron? How are you, buddy? Aaron Slavik was at our Splitsville meetup in November, him and his wife, Jolene. Mm-hmm. All right.
Music's back. Okay. okay, so let's get back to that great article. So one of the other big things we get as far as the different types of resorts are where are they located? Are any of them right next to the park? Can I go to like a cheap hotel and stay like right next to the park? We all know the answer, but I threw it out there anyway.
Well, I mean, in Disneyland you can.
Yes.
True. Very true, actually.
But they're not, Disney owned.
True.
In Disneyland. True.
Absolutely.
But yes, you absolutely can in Disneyland.
Well, in Disneyland, they don't have enough of their own really like value resorts. They don't have any, do they?
Well, none of them are value. And that was kind of the issue that Walt saw in Disneyland and why he bought up all the land in Florida, because he didn't have the room to expand in Disneyland like he wanted to. Because all the little cheap mom and pop hotels popped up all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the Disneyland Hotel, if you watch the documentary, and I don't want to go too far into Disneyland, but even the Disneyland Hotel in Disneyland wasn't originally owned by Disney. He just partnered with somebody to build that and operate it as the Disneyland Hotel. He didn't necessarily want to be in the hotel business at the time.
Right. Oh, yeah, well, sure. He was busy getting the park open. That was the big goal.
So the deluxe resorts obviously are the ones, everyone except for Animal Kingdom Lodge is in walking distance to a park.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the like old
and the Riviera Park is not in a walking
distance. Well, I was going to say, but you know, so Saratoga Springs, Old Key West, Riviera are really not deluxe resorts. They're DVC properties.
Right.
So those are not walking distance, but they all have something very unique. Saratoga and Old Key West both have a golf course there, and they have boat transportation to Disney Springs. And you have walking distance to Disney Springs if you're in the Congress Park section of Saratoga,
mm-hmm.
which is where I'll be for November. It's actually my home resort, and I've never stayed there.
Cool.
But all of the other ones, except for Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is really close to Animal Kingdom, but you still have to take a bus to get there. but the rest of the Magic Kingdom resorts and the Epcot resorts are all walking distance to the park. And again, except for Wilderness Lodge, you have to take a boat.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Wilderness.
Not really, walking distance. There's no monorail. But now even the Grand Floridian's within walking distance now that they built the bridge. So,
Veronica, do you have a preference for a deluxe?
Yacht Club.
Yacht Club.
I love the Yacht Club so much. I want to live there.
Well, can't you just go down to the Jersey Shore and like experience it down there?
No.
Same thing, right?
Not at all.
I think I'm partial to Boardwalk.
Yeah, you love the Boardwalk. Mm.
Part of it is, you know, it's still as convenient as the Yacht and Beach Club. I do like Beach Club. So it's the convenience is the same, but I enjoy all the stuff that goes on at the Boardwalk
100%.
That you'd miss at. And not to say you can't experience that at the Yacht Club. You can just walk over to the Boardwalk. You're close enough that you can do that. So
absolutely.
The Boardwalk, the stuff's changing, though, as we go on and on.
It is, but there's still always stuff. I mean, you still have Jelly Rolls there. You still got the Abracadabar. They still have all the stuff.
My favorite bar.
The pizza window. It's a DVC resort, so there's a DVC store, so you can actually like one night me and Kim were staying at the Boardwalk, we couldn't get into Abracadabar. It was full, so we went to the little store, the DVC store. And bought like a 6-pack of beer, and I bought them a bottle of wine, and we just went and sit on the boardwalk.
We've done that.
Yeah, so that's one of the advantages staying there. And you could do that at any resort. I don't know that most of them sell 6-packs like that. The DVC resorts seem to sell more almost like grocery items. Sure. They're still not cheap, but they're cheaper than buying it per piece at a bar.
Good point.
And they sell those bottles of wine.
Oh, yeah. Like we legit bought Kim like a whole bottle of wine, and I forgot. It's all the ones that have like they're not Disney wines, but they're almost like Disney themed. Like they're all whimsical.
Yeah.
Yes, they and Jack Rather own the Disneyland Hotel.
Gotcha. So now the moderates, they're a little further away from the parks. Kind of in the middle of the nowhere part of the property, I would say.
I mean, I would say as far as most of them are not really any closer to the parks than the values.
Yeah.
Caribbean, now you have Skyliner access. There you go. That's the name of the wine. Once Upon a Vine.
Cool. I was going to say the moderates, too. Sometimes it's so convoluted traffic-wise or direction-wise to get to a park that it seems like it's as far away as maybe one of the values would have been.
So the only one that there's not really plus two at the moderates, though, is Coronado, because now Caribbean has Skyliner access and the Port Orleans resorts have a boat to Disney Springs.
Right.
The biggest things about the moderates that make them a little nicer is A, they all have a sit down restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The values won't. They'll have a water slide and a feature pool that's a little bit nicer than the values. The rooms are a little bigger. So that's the biggest things. Most of them will have like an indoor bar too.
Mm-hmm.
None of the values have an indoor bar.
Most of the moderates also have quiet pools.
Oh, that's true.
And a lot of them also have some sort of a water feature, which makes it a little bit more relaxing. They have like a pond or something that makes it a little bit more, gives it that more like luxurious feel,
like that central location, like it's Caribbean and it,
right,
yeah, sure.
Those are certainly more. They're certainly more spread out. The moderates are certainly more spread out and a little more relaxed,
right?
And then they also offer things like at Port Orleans, they offer fishing. Mm-hmm. You can do cane pole fishing.
They have the buggy and horse and buggy.
Yeah, and I don't think it's returned yet, but they had the surreys you can rent and bicycles you can rent.
So
some of those, I almost died on a surrey at the boardwalk.
Okay.
So we were drinking all night, and
I was gonna say, was there alcohol?
We were drinking. It was me, Sam, Kim, and my daughter Caitlin, and Me and Sam sat up front. It was a four-person Surrey. And apparently, they weren't pedaling. Me and Sam were about killing ourselves. And it's not too bad when you're on flat ground. But, I mean, if you do the whole loop that goes over the bridge and around by Boardwalk and Beach Club. Yeah, and they got you got to go over that bridge. And let me tell you, that is not easy to pedal on a Surrey when you got four people and only the fuck you are pedaling. So I almost had a heart attack.
There's always one person doing all the work.
Oh God, it was terrible. Test. Going downhill was fantastic, though. I will tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeehaw Bob is amazing.
Yeah,
we talked
about that last week too. Stan said the same thing with Riverside. Yeah, he's been back for a while. We saw him in November, actually. So he's been back a while. It's been nice.
Very exciting.
It's been normal. Let's put it that way. It's been normal.
Yeah. My only gripe about Yeehaw Bob is the freeloaders.
What do you mean?
The people that show up for a show just to sit there and they sip on their water and watch the whole show. And then people like us who are there to drink and have a good time can't get tables because these people are just sitting sipping water.
They have to sing at least two songs in a row or else they got to get moved back to the back of the room.
I'm telling you, man. That's like, you wonder why they don't do more stuff like that. That's why, because the bar, I'd hate there on the nights that Bob's working. You're not going to make any money because all the tables are sitting. They got the geriatric crew sipping water, passing around Metamucil.
Once in a while. There's some good drinkers at those shows. Fun time.
I'm so salty because last time we were there, we were there to
have. We were on the outskirts. We were.
Yeah, and we couldn't get a table closed because they got all these old people that go sit there and sip coffee and ice water the whole damn time he's playing. It's like, Look it past your bedtime, lady.
You have to be smart about it, like Stan.
Yeah.
Stan. It's refillable mugs.
Yeah.
So just to finish this up about locations, so then we hit the value resorts. And the value resorts are kind of grouped. You have the All-Stars group in one area as far away from the Magic Kingdom as you can get, way down in the south.
Well,
and then, go ahead.
That was one of the things I was going to say about the moderates, because Coronado is right next to the All-Stars.
Right,
and Pop Century and Art of Animation is right next to Caribbean.
And to be honest, if you're going to weigh out like locations and how like far it is from the Animal Kingdom Lodge Deluxe to get to the Magic Kingdom, it still takes a year and a day. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's just far away.
B feels my pain. Thank you, B. That's why we're friends.
I mean, for me, location doesn't necessarily play a huge role as much as transportation. And when I think transportation, I do consider, I mean, I guess location does matter as much as like walking. Walking is a mode of transportation to me. So if I can't walk, then I'm considering transportation. So for example, Pop Century is far, yes, and Animal Kingdom Lodge is also far. But Pop Century has the Skyliner. So right. I'm going to choose something that has more transportation options over something that just has bus transportation. Okay. So that's something that I take into consideration.
Or even a deluxe up on the Magic Kingdom Circle. On the loop, you have the Magic Kingdom monorail that gets you to the Magic Kingdom. But
bus.
Yeah.
Boat. Walk.
You have a lot of ways, but the thing is, down at the Pop, you can walk to Epcot and you can walk to Hollywood Studios. So you can actually walk to two parks, which I think actually outdoes that a little bit. I guess you can count Epcot in with the monorail run too.
You can even take boat to Disney Springs from Port Orleans. You can take the bus. I mean, there's different options for that resort. A lot of the resorts have multiple options. So it's not just distance to the parks, because you also have to consider traffic. So
that's where the Pop is different, I think, than the All-Stars, because they are kind of in a different location. I think the Pop is up a little bit to the side, like Disney Springs side a little bit. So it has a shot at the main drag. All-Stars, you really are dependent on a lot of that traffic down there. right. where that McDonald's comes in and that whole big intersection coming down at night.
That's, sometimes that's the All-Stars, out. That's Coronado, and that's Animal Kingdom Lodge are all in that. They're all on that same strip.
But again, you're paying a third, a quarter less than what you're going to pay at a moderate or a deluxe.
Sure.
So that's what you just do. You just deal with it, and hey, that's a room. And for most of us who are watching this, listening to this, we don't go really for the rooms as much. Maybe one trip out of a dozen, we'll go for the room and we'll get something nice. Most of the time, we're there for the parks. So right. we're just there to sleep.
And I've felt like I've said this in the past couple shows, but although the Animal Kingdom Lodge is not really convenient to any parks other than Animal Kingdom, man, there's something to be said about being able to walk out on your balcony and see zebra and giraffes sure. and stuff like that. And the resorts themselves are amazing. I mean, they really are. So when you do spend the money to stay at someplace like Animal Kingdom Lodge, you do feel a little more like you want to enjoy the resort a little more than you do when you're at Pop or
also. Sure, all the any deluxe.
Right. Yeah. You're more inclined to spend one or two resort days and just
mm-hmm. it's spend yeah, almost time have there. To. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I will say that the cast members at the Value Resort, especially like the ones that work around the pool and stuff, do a fantastic job of entertaining people.
They do.
With all the stuff they do, the trivia and mm-hmm. the games and the dancing and all that stuff they do typically at the main pool. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And the amount of pools at the Value Resorts are pretty amazing too. I know they're bigger properties, but Pop's got four pools, I believe. Or?
Three or four.
Three.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And Aaron brings up Boma Breakfast. I've never had Boma Breakfast, but if you've never been to Kidani Village and done the Lindsay, I was at Kidani. I mean, I've heard they're pretty similar as far as the vibe, but Kidani has Sanaa, and they have the bread service there, and it is amazing.
So good. Mm. So good.
You don't have to go to the restaurant. We went just sit at the bar one night outside of Sanaa and had some drinks and got the bread service. So it's so good.
That's what's so great that people forget is that any restaurant we talk about that's a sit-down, you can do lighter meals at these places. We do that all the time at the parks for a lot of their sit downs. We'll go in for dessert. We'll go in for an appetizer, things like that.
I agree, Cam.
Oh my God.
I agree.
So, Veronica, if you had to pick a favorite Value Resort to stay or visit, which one would it be?
Pop Century.
Mm-hmm. Over Art of Animation?
Yeah.
Now, Art of Animation, I will say, if I'm just staying in a standard room, I would say Pop. But 2 years ago, the first meetups you came to when we were there, we were supposed to be staying at Movies and it didn't open mm-hmm. for COVID. So they upgraded us. They moved us to Art of Animation. Mm-hmm. And because we had a preferred room, they moved us into a car suite.
Nice.
It was pretty damn amazing.
The suites are amazing.
It was just me and Christina. Kim, because Kim hadn't arrived yet. Kim didn't get there till that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me. Yeah, it was just me. Well, which was great. I mean, because we each had our own bathroom. Like, it was pretty nice. It was pretty awesome.
We stayed in the Little Mermaid section. I think because it's slightly bigger. That Art of Animation is just slightly bigger enough to be a little bit. It's just a little bit bigger, and because they only have one bus stop at the lobby, mm-hmm. that after just a long day walking all the way to the Little Mermaid room, so it's just a little long enough to be a little bit annoying.
If I was staying in a standard room, I would pay the extra money and do a preferred room at Pop.
Right.
You'll get a preferred room at Pop for less money than a Little Mermaid room at Art.
Well, the 50s room at Pop is right by the Skyliner.
And the main building.
Right. And you also get all the firework views from Hollywood Studio and from Epcot and its water view. You get sunset views and you get sunrise views. It's absolutely gorgeous if you ask for just the perfect room on the top floor. And it's not facing a pool, so you don't get all the loud noises. So it was just that experience for me was enough for me to just decide I like pop.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I will also say one of the advantages of art animation, if you're staying in a family suite, is the interior hallways.
That's true. They're the only value resorts that have interior as opposed to any of the deluxe. Yep.
Even the moderates, the only moderates that have interior hallways is the Grand Destino Tower.
Right. Good point. You still get, yes.
Veronica, your favorite snack?
That's not the dumplings. Okay. Favorite snack.
That's not a snack because this is something you, I would say snack. We're going to define snack as like something you can walk up and get from a cart. So like.
Favorite snack. What are those little snacks you get in Pandora? Those little, what are they called?
Why can't you just be simple and say a Dole Whip?
Because that's not the answer.
No, I'm kidding.
The things from the restaurant, those little pudding things?
The Cheshire Cat Tail's good.
The Cheshire Cat Tails are.
Do they have that now? Are they back?
They're back.
I haven't had those in so long. They're so good. I don't. No, I do. I take like one or two bites. I do eat. I know. I snack. Yes, Jackie. Hello.
She snacks. She snacks.
I do. I don't eat. I literally snack 24/7.
I'm not going to lie. That was like one of the funnest things when we were all there together and we all got different drinks at the tequila bar and tried them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best snack there.
That thing was huge.
Yeah. We got the...
The bubble drink.
Yeah, the one that they smoked in the bubble. And
Sure. Yeah.
It was a whole...
It was like 80 bucks.
Yeah.
It was, oh, wow.
But it glowed.
It glowed. And it had a big bubble of smoke. It didn't. I don't think it tasted that good.
It's a half a night at Disney, but it glowed.
It tasted awful.
Yeah.
I don't even think I tasted it. I think I smelled it, and it smelled awful.
Mm-hmm. I did have the best drink. I had something that had cucumber in it. It was like some type of cucumber margarita.
Mm-hmm. The blood orange margarita is really good there, too. I like that.
All right, Veronica, so that... What is your favorite adult beverage in all of Walt Disney World?
Well, we know what it's
The pina colada.
Where's that at?
Everywhere. You can get it everywhere. It's like a pina colada, but they make it with raspberry instead of... It's so good.
Gotcha.
It's so delicious.
Very cool.
That's the first drink I get. As soon as we check in, I drop my bags and I go get it.
Nice tradition. I like that.
Sometimes I don't even drop my bags. I just wheel it with me. To the bar.
Favorite Epcot festival?
Food and Wine.
Yeah. Okay.
That was quick.
I didn't have to think.
So for Food and Wine, besides the food and the wine, what's your next best thing to do there? Like, what's the best? What's your activity?
She's like, what do you mean? There's food and wine. What are we going to do?
Shopping. Okay. There you go.
Food and wine typically does have good merch.
I would never even think about. That's awesome.
Shopping?
They do have good merch for food and wine. And the, you know, I'm glad to see that the concerts are coming back too.
Festival of the Arts is really fun too. I absolutely love the Festival of the Arts. I really like not only the like arts as in like painting, but I like the like arts as in music. I think that's absolutely
the Broadway
amazing.
Shows are amazing.
Right.
The chalk art I think is also amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine was always food and wine. I'm really swaying more toward Festival of the Arts now.
Mm-hmm.
Stan,
when you get there.
You will continue to be wrong, Stan.
Is Stan one of the ones drinking Metamucil?
No, not yet. He's not yet.
It depends what you put in it, Stan. What's the shot?
Oh, yeah. If you have an Irish coffee.
Or Bailey's.
Or Bailey's and coffee. Then
any way you can go.
Let me tell you, we talked about this before. They don't just sell coffee at the Joffrey stand.
That's true.
That's a fact.
Very true.
But the performing arts is absolutely amazing at Disney.
The Broadway singers are amazing. And I mean, those people are all people that perform for Disney on Broadway.
Yeah. If you get a chance to see the Nemo or the Festival of the Lion King shows, I think they're absolutely amazing.
We peer pressured Stan into picking something with alcohol.
We win.
He's Canadian, and he doesn't pick beer. Aren't Canadians supposed to love beer?
You're an international superstar. I have other international superstar friends.
And his brother's Han.
Han Solo?
Yeah, he's Stan Solo.
How about that? I see.
Cuban coffee with Tia Maria. I don't know what that is, but I'll try it.
That sounds good.
Isn't Tia Maria? No, I was going to say it's that like almost vanilla tasting stuff. No, maybe not.
You had me at Cuban coffee.
Oh, you know what the best is? Have you ever had the press pot from Kona? Mm-mm. That is the best coffee on property. Like it's a French press pot with Kona coffee. And you can get it at Kona or you can get it at Ohana. It'll bring it over. It's so delicious. So good. If you like good coffee.
Nice.
Adi says Moosehead, eh?
So now just to get back to the article real quick, we covered a lot of different things kind of in our conversation. So it's pretty cool in that regard, but I definitely wanted to touch base on something that we talk about, unfortunately, a lot in the Disney Nerds podcast. The difference in the bathroom sizes or the types of bathrooms you're going to find at the different resorts. So basically between the values, the moderates and the deluxes, there are a little bit of a difference.
Yes. And that's so important for families. And
depending on how big it is, your family. Sure.
I will say that is less of a deal now that they've upgraded and remodeled the values because now they've at least separated the shower and the toilet from the sink and the makeup, you know, the area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that used to be a real issue when it was just one. It was a pain.
It used to be just a sliding curtain
that they
used to have. But now they have those, they're like sliding doors. Yeah, it's like a barn door now. They still only have one sink. For the values.
Mm-hmm.
The moderates have two sinks, I think.
Yeah.
Two sinks. It's still only a slider.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the deluxes are nice. They're so nice.
Their own separate room with everything inside there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is expected. You're paying for it.
The studios at Animal Kingdom Lodge are amazing. The bathrooms have the big long mirror with the two sinks. I mean, almost just like you'd see in your house. I mean, it's big, huge area. And then there's another area though, in like the bedroom area that has a big mirror too, I believe. So if you have multiple girls, that's fighting over the mirror in the morning.
The full length mirror in the Valley Resort was a project, I remember. And then when we finally shut the door, we found it because it was in the pocket door. And I remember when somebody went and shut the door, we're like, there's the mirror.
That's awesome.
But we couldn't find it for the longest time. We're like, there's no mirror. What are we going to do? Then we found it. So if you're looking for a full length mirror in the Valley Resorts, you have to shut the door to the bathroom. There's the mirror.
I never even thought to look for it. Jeez.
But that's where it is.
By the way, guys don't ever look in a full length mirror.
We do.
Cheer up. We only need up. So Stan makes a good point, but the positive side of that though, Stan, is that the light doesn't leak out at all. So you close the wooden door, you throw that light on in there, nobody gets bothered in the sleeping part.
It is. That's really good because we get up earlier than the guys. So
that is typically true. Yeah. And in my household, Kim will usually wake up, you know, 30, 40 minutes before me so she can get a head start to get ready for the day.
Do our hair.
It literally takes me like 6 minutes to get dressed. I literally have like this almost the same shorts. I have one type of shorts that I wear in Disney World and I just do a different shirt every day.
Yep.
Maybe a different hat if I'm feeling froggy.
The choices you make.
Yeah. So
now as far as the bathrooms, just to finish up, I do remember staying at the Poly one time where it was kind of an odd situation because the showers were about like here, about like 5 feet or 4 feet. So it was an odd, really low situation. which you would never have expected. But the quality of the place was incredible. It was just a matter of a low shower.
Well,
just
they've redone all of them.
Yeah.
All of the
since I've been there, it's probably changed.
Yeah.
I would also say, I would also like, the one thing I wish they would add to all of them, and I guess they don't do it because of efficiency, but the tubs there suck.
At the Poly?
Like all of them. Just the resort, the tubs. Like if you want to sit in a tub.
Right.
And sometimes at the end of the day, I just want to sit in a hot bathtub and soak my feet and my legs. And they're just not deep enough.
Right. Well, that actually leads us on to another big difference hot on the tubs. Deluxes versus the values in the moderates. Right. Hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
Moderates have them.
Moderates have hot tubs.
Moderates and deluxes have them. Values don't. The problem with hot tubs at a Disney resort is
sneaking in your drinks.
There's a kajillion people usually in the hot tubs.
Right.
There's usually a very limited amount. Like at Port Orleans Riverside, there's one by the feature pool. So usually it's either got kids playing in it or they got a bunch of people in it.
Yeah. Yacht and Beach Club has, I think, two, but it's shared between both resorts.
Yeah, because they share a feature pool.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite moderate resort?
Favorite moderate would probably be Caribbean Beach. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Because when you stay at Aruba, you can sneak over to Riviera.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So I like that.
Riviera is one of the places we stopped at just to take a look. I think like to stay there sometime. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those murals are great.
One of my favorite things to do at Disney is stay. When I stay at Caribbean Beach, I go to, and I've done this several times, but I will, after the parks, when everyone's asleep, usually around like 10, 11 o'clock at night, I absolutely love going onto the beaches that they have, like the sandy area, and just sitting. And it is so peaceful. Like, that is the most peaceful thing.
That's how you get attacked by an alligator.
No, I'm not going in the water. But
you know, alligators left.
The Riviera has these big, like, all the beaches have these, like, seats, like, little round chairs. But the Riviera has these big, like, canopy ones that are cushioned, and they have these pillows. They're so comfortable. And
I want to sleep out there.
I've seen people sleep out there.
But
they're so comfortable, so I walk over there. And they have that beautiful walkway with
the murals. I was at Hollywood Gator Studios Pink. With Morgan and her mom. And Cleo, and we were staying off site, and they were going back to the room.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to meet them at Springs after, but I wasn't going back to the room. So I just hopped on the Skyliner and got off at Riviera so I could go catch the Springs bus and just walking through the resort. I'd never been there. So I wanted to go, just walk through, and those murals are just amazing. They really
it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So magical. Yeah, I go to Bar Riva, pick up a drink, and then just walk and sit on those canopies. It is just so nice. It is so nice. It is.
I know
peaceful.
What you mean by how peaceful it gets, because there's no pools near them usually. Well, I guess near that beaches and stuff like that. Because unfortunately, I'm flashing to the Polynesian Beach and the Grand Floridian Beach, and it gets so crowded and noisy over there. But
Well, because everyone wants to watch the night parade, and so it does get crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a lot of people on the Caribbean, on the beach of Caribbean, and the only moderate we have yet to stay at is Coronado, and we'll be staying there in June.
I love that one too. They have a wonderful little coffee bar. I think it's called the Barcelona downstairs. And they have wonderful little coffees. They are adult beverage coffees if you want them to be.
There you go, Stan.
And
the Barcelona.
Yes, Stan, you can go there. And they are served with these adorable little golden spoons. And I may or may not have, they might have fallen in my bag. I don't know.
Whoops. Oh my God. This is why we can't have nice things.
They're so cute. They're like this big, they're adorable. And so I got like five of them, the drinks, and
drinks
the spoons, both. The spoons came with the drinks.
It's called a set.
It was a set. It was so adorable, and the drinks were delicious. So they were like $14 drink, so I just assumed the spoon, it just fell.
Yeah, when we were there in May, last May, Wyatt and his girlfriend and the other couple Leibowitz stayed at Coronado, and we went over there and had a couple drinks and got some food at the Rick's. And we went and walked out by the Three Bridges bar. We couldn't get, it was just like so packed, we couldn't get a seat, but yeah, that place is really cool. The vibe there is really good, especially with the tower now.
Yeah. They have, I love that bar on the water. It's nice.
The Three Bridges.
Yeah. They have a, it's like a wine tower. You can get like four different wines.
See what you started?
You don't even need a big bag. You can just bring your little mini lounge fly. The spoons are like this big.
So is a wine tower like a beer flight?
It's like, no, they're normal size glass wines, but it's cute. They're on this like spinning tower thing.
Oh, so it's a display tower. It's not like a drink they bring.
Yeah, but you get a pick. Okay. You get a pick which four wines you want. Oh, it's a sangria. That's what it was. A sangria flight. That's gotcha. What it was. Yeah.
What's the I've heard good things about the bar at the tower, the Dahlia Bar.
I haven't been there.
Been there either. We're gonna have to do that. Ed, put that on our list.
Should. On the list. Where is that?
It's in at the tower. It's on the top floor of the tower, right?
Gotcha.
Is that open to the public?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's the one you can walk out. I think it's the, I don't know, one of the bars at Grant.
Topolino's Tower. Is that what that is? Or Topolino's
is a restaurant.
Okay.
Hold on. Because one
but
of
yeah, the- I think that that tower changed the whole vibe of that whole resort, made it a little more upscale.
You know why they did that?
Why?
Because Coronado is a convention hotel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they had issues because a lot of convention goers wouldn't want to stay there because you were in these outer buildings. So you got to go to the convention center. But if it's raining, you got to go climb on a bus to take an internal bus. So right. Now they can house the people at the conventions just in the tower and they just go downstairs, which they're used to. You know, when they go places like that.
So that you just kind of mentioned something. Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach, they are very large hotels or resorts, but they do have internal buses, which I think is awesome. You can use the internal buses to get from your building to the lobby if you wanted to, or to the main pool if you wanted to. I think that's awesome. Larger resorts like Art of Animation do not have that option. You do have to walk. That is something that is a nice option. I did get stuck in a rainstorm. You just mentioned that. It was pouring rain. I went to the lobby to pick something up, snacks for my kids. And I got stuck in the pouring rain. And there was an internal bus that was actually out of service. But he pulled over and picked me up because it was pouring rain. And he's like, get in. And he took me to my building, which was really nice.
Oh, I would have laughed about you.
And I was going to say that's my turnoff to the medium sized resorts was that how big they are, because I got to think the Caribbean is still bigger than Art of Animation or bigger than Pop, just space wise. And to rely on the buses to get to the lobby or get to the main bus stop to then get to the park, to me, that's just another step in that whole planning on getting to the parks early that we just didn't need.
Yeah.
We always kind of avoided that.
I've done like a whole maze in the rain before from Pop. I'm like, run to this building and then run to this building and then run to this
one. You can do it. You can totally do it from front to back just by walking under the overhangs by the pools.
Definitely. That's something to be said about staying at a deluxe, though. When you have those interior hallways and just at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you could leave your room. It could be storming, raining, and you could walk to the covered bus stop without getting a drop on you because everything's covered all the way to the bus stop.
Same with any of the monorail. You just walk right on the monorail.
Why in the hell can't they add like some type of cover to the bus stops at like the All Stars? They just leave you like out there. Like you're just standing in the sun.
In the rain.
Or the rain.
Yeah. Do they have the thing like the Pop does where you can back up underneath the overhang?
Yeah.
But you still get splashed.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter.
And you're not in line like anybody else.
Right. Go check. Yeah.
So
well, it's a value. You're paying for it. That's part of the price. You're roughing it.
Yeah.
You know. Now, one of the other big things that has just come about this year that's the big benefit of the deluxes are the extra magic hours. We used to have that for everybody before and after the park hours normally. Now it seems to be only – now, it started out, I thought, as only being late hours for the hotel deluxe guests. But is it morning hours too, I've seen?
Morning hours is for everyone.
Everybody. Okay.
I just wanted to double check. And then after hours is for deluxe guests, which is crazy.
I don't think it's every park. It's certain parks on certain nights.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Good Neighbor Resorts also –
Have the early morning.
That's a huge advantage too. You can get a lot done in 2 hours.
Oh, in the morning, yeah. Especially in the mornings, like when nobody else is there, you can get a lot of attractions done.
In the evening too, because parents with little kids, they don't want to stay.
Once the parade's done, the park kind of empties out for the most part.
Oh,
if not that first hour, definitely the second hour after the parade.
Kids are going to bed and all the old people are headed to Yeehaw Bob.
Yeah. They're already there in bed. What are you talking about?
Not if they're drinking coffee.
Very true.
That's not true. Old people can drink coffee and go right to bed.
Anybody can.
I can't. If I drink a coffee, I'll be up till tomorrow morning. Oh, my goodness. All right. Do we have any more questions for Veronica? Did she answer them all?
I think she got a lot of them in there tonight.
Yeah, we did. We got a bunch.
Overall, best favorite attraction? Walt Disney World.
That's a trick question.
You can answer it Sam style. More than one, but
No. Sam style.
My first answer would be Peter Pan. That's my childhood favorite, but that's because I grew up in California, and that's my Disneyland answer.
Which is fine.
But then when I started going to Disney World and we got Flight of Passage, that's so wow. Flight of Passage is absolutely amazing, and I love it. And that's one of the very few rides that I think is worth standing in line for.
You like Flight of Passage more than Rise of the Resistance?
I love Rise of the Resistance. I do. I would wait probably close to... I've never had to wait in line for Rise of the Resistance. I've never had to. Because I always had a boarding pass.
Yeah, nice.
I had to wait in line for the very first time for Flight of Passage when they got rid of all... fast passes and stuff after COVID.
I'm so glad Jackie showed up to give us first-hand accounts of Veronica.
I am screaming. Oh, yeah. Have you seen me on what's that ride I was screaming on?
Dinosaur?
Space Mountain. Oh my God. Just go live on my TikToks and you can see everything. But
Flight of Passage is one of the only attractions I am truly sorry when the lights start flashing and the ride is going to be over. I am so into it by that point and the ocean and everything. Oh, no.
It's the prettiest place on Earth.
Not as bad as Rise. I got to say that.
It is the prettiest place on Earth.
Very much. Yeah,
it's pretty. I mean, I'll say that. Is as immersive as Rise of the Resistance is. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as immersive as Flight of Passage. Like, Flight of Passage really has you feeling like you're flying on the back of a banshee. I mean, you really have that.
You can feel it breathing. Sure.
It's a virtual. It's a virtual changeover. It's virtual. Yeah.
Would voluntarily wait at least 2 hours for that and not feel guilty at all.
It's why I rope drop, just right for that.
Yep, 100%. Yep.
One more question to round up my 11 for Veronica. Which theme park character is your favorite?
Mickey Mouse.
There you go. Right on.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hello. I cry. I literally cry.
Do you have a favorite version of Mickey at the parks?
Classic Mickey.
Okay.
With the red shorts. I literally cry every single time.
We do see
time.
A black and white Fantasmic Mickey, and we do see Safari Mickey over Animal Kingdom.
He's
and
so cute.
Yeah, you can see Fantasia Mickey.
I like all the Mickey. Let me tell you who I don't like. I do not like this new Mickey, the new cartoon Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's creepy, and I don't like him, and he needs to go away.
The Mickey Mini Railroad cartoon.
Yeah, that yeah, like the new, yeah, all the new
cartoons. Oh, I love Mickey Minnie's Railroad. I think
you don't
that's
like
adorable,
that animation style,
but I don't like the new Mickey shorts.
Yeah, and we've kind of talked about that since it began.
I think it's creepy, like and I don't like it. Ago. I like classic Mickey. Storylines
are great, though. I mean, I'm really happy with the way they're doing them.
They're funny, but
cool that at California Adventure was like the Minnie in the flapper dress and Mickey with the. With
yes.
the suspenders, and that was like the 20s.
So cute.
20s Mickey and Minnie was really cool.
Like when I see Mickey holding Walt's hand, I just want to cry.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He's so cute.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. We've gone about an hour, about 50 minutes for me because I had to drop out for 10. We appreciate everybody coming on to watch us. And Veronica, we appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
For coming on and helping us out with the blog and participating in our nonsense. we look forward to
your next post.
Of course.
We look forward to your next post. We look forward to seeing you and Jackie and everybody in June for our meetup. So
absolutely.
If anybody watching wants to attend on June 25th at Epcot, we have a Disney Nerds Podcast mini meet and mini scavenger hunt. And then also in November, we have all of our annual meetups. It's 3 days of meetups. You can go to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and go to the event section, and all the events are listed there. They're all open. There is one the Thursday in November that is a paid meetup at Splitsville. It's paid, but believe me, the podcast does not make any money off of that.
No,
it just includes an open bar and some food and stuff like that at Splitsville.
Great location.
Our own area and everything.
So
it's worth it. And you can be included in the bar or not. If you're staying, you can just pay the lower price, have some sushi and coffee. And don't have to participate in the bar. So
you could buy your own drinks too. You don't have to have the coffee.
Yeah, so like my mom did that. So my mom's not a big drinker. So like it didn't pay for her to pay to be in the open bar. So she paid the lower price and just got one glass of wine and paid out of pocket for
it. So, oh, yeah, it was perfect.
You can do that as well. For me and Veronica and Kim and Jackie, the open bar is definitely a value.
Yeah, bonus.
So, all right, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people.